and Forsythe.com podcast. Today, 10 smart ways to beat the summer heat in Forsythe County. Well, hey there, neighbors, and welcome back to Living in Forsythe, the podcast. Your favorite podcast for living, eating, and playing here in beautiful Forsythe County, Georgia, and we are so proud and happy to have you along with us for another episode of the podcast. This is your humble host and publisher of livinginforsythe.com, Mike Sciano, and welcome back. We appreciate you being here, and hope you tell your friends and family all about us. We'd love to have them as part of the show and as part of the website. Remember, we're looking for you to subscribe absolutely free. Go to livinginforsythe.com. Simply sign up there. Any of the pages have a sign-up form, and you'll get updated news and information and special alerts and discounts from our favorite sponsors and local businesses right here on livinginforsythe.com. Well, today we're diving into something that hits literally close to home for all of us every summer. Of course, we're talking about the heat here in Forsythe County, Georgia. Yeah, it is hot here. I don't have to tell you that. If you've walked outside lately, you know it's not just warm, it's sticky, sweaty, hot asphalt heat. And when the mercury rises, families and seniors are the ones who need to be especially careful, not to mention pets and little children. So we all really need to be careful in the heat. There's no question about that. So I'm here to share 10 simple, local, smart ways to beat the heat and still enjoy everything Forsythe County has to offer. How does that sound today? Sounds like a hot show, if you ask me. Well, let's jump right in. Let's go with tip number one. I like to start at the top. A lot of people start at 10 and go down to 1. Let's start at the top. Tip 1, walk early or walk late. Now, we all know walking is good for us. I try to walk every day. And I did about right around 3 miles today. So I walked actually, boy, it's getting tough to walk on Bethelview Castleberry. That intersection area is, you know, they're building the new shopping center right there. It is very busy, folks. And if you drive through there, you know, and it's only getting busier. I'm really concerned with the traffic there. But anyway, I walked down there. I walked about 3 miles, and it's really not much shade on that road either. So it wasn't the smartest move, but I gave it a try and survived. So here I am. I walk, try to walk every day. And so if you walk early or walk late, that's a smart strategy because temperatures peak between 12 and 4 p.m. So noon and 4 is when it's hottest. So if you can walk before then or after then, do your walks, your errands, any outdoor playtime, do it before 10 or after 7 would be the best move. And since we've got late, you know, the light's out, the sun's out later, you can take a 7 o'clock walk and get some steps in. It's really good for you, but you've got to be really careful. And of course, you know, a lot of people like to use the Big Creek Greenway, Sawney Mountain Preserve, a couple of local favorites, shady paths, early morning breezes, sometimes when it's not this steamy hot. But yeah, just be careful. If you have a little local path near your house, you know, look for trees, look for shade, take advantage of that. It's really good for you. Tip number 2 is hydration. It's really non-negotiable. This one's a hard one for me because I hate carrying. My wife will tell you, Lori will tell you that I just, you know, have a thing about carrying a water bottle or a water can or whatever they are. You can have all kinds of fun, gimmicky ways to carry around your beverage. But I, even though I'm not the best at it, I do suggest it. All the experts say be sure to bring hydration. Drink more water. Even if you're just running errands around Cumming or watching your grandkids at the park, it's always good to have a water bottle nearby. Now, as a bonus, the Forsyth foodie suggests that you add some fruit slices for better absorption and taste. That's always nice. Have you ever done that? Added, some people like cucumber water, strawberry water, orange, lime, lemon. I mean, that's all good. So, and if that makes it easier to drink, by all means, go for it. Tip number three is look for areas to get wet and cool. So don't forget about the Cumming Aquatic Center. It's cool, of course, clean, super family friendly. You've got indoor pools, water therapy classes, and seniors, you can take advantage of those water therapy classes. It's not just for kids over there at the Cumming Aquatic Center. And of course, for the kids, for the little ones, they've got plenty of splash zones. It's just a great place. So you can check out the city's website for open swim times. They've got summer passes. Just a great place to go to cool off, stay wet, and practice your swimming if you want to do that as well. We highly suggest that. Now, here's one you don't think about a lot. Tip four, pack your own shade. What in the world? Pack your own shade. Well, everybody generally knows enough to bring a hat, but what about an umbrella? You don't see that a lot around. Umbrellas are great to keep you cool. So an umbrella, a hat, maybe a cooling towel. They've got really advanced little towels now. You wet them and they stay cool for a long time. Be sure to bring portable shade. Makes all the difference when you're standing around in the sun. And, the local sporting goods stores have some great options. And it's just smart. A little umbrella can't hurt. Easy to carry right next to your water bottle. Pretty soon we're going to need a little wagon to go for a walk with all of our accoutrements. Hey, you're listening to 10 Smart Ways to Beat the Summer Heat in Forsyth County on livinginforsyth.com, the podcast. Mike Sciano here with you. Thanks for joining us. If you're a local business owner and you'd like to sponsor this podcast, we'd love to talk to you. It's very affordable, easy to do, and we will be happy to help promote your business to our local residents here in Forsyth County, Georgia. For you seniors, here's tip five. Stay cool, stay connected. Older adults, and really, what is older these days? You know, I've heard 70s the new 40. So really, we're all healthier now. But if you consider yourself an older adult, and you know, as we all get older, we are more at risk for heat exhaustion. If you have senior loved ones or neighbors that you're concerned about, check on them regularly during this heat. Make sure their AC or fans are working. Make sure that they are not suffering in any way. And, you know, there are senior centers around the county where they have AC, they have games and activities, community support. So, you know, get involved. Go to the website, the Forsyth County website. We have a link on our latest blog post on livinginforsyth.com out to the county so that you can learn more about adult and senior centers where they can go and keep cool, keep connected with friends, and make new friends. That's really nice. Tip six is get a frozen treat. Well, I'm not going to argue on tip number six. There's plenty of opportunity during the summer to keep cool with, some delicious iced lattes. There's great ice cream that's around the county. So many great stores. Shaved ice. I mean, popsicles, you know, there's plenty of ways to keep cool. I know folks, the Forsyth foodie would tell you that freeze fruit so that if you take it with you, right, it kind of thaws out, but it's still really cold. And, you know, so all good ways, a frozen treat is always welcome during these hot summer days in Forsyth County. Make sure that you know where cooling centers are. Have a plan just in case the AC might go out, or, you know, you don't have a great AC and can't afford to get it fixed. This is not a great time to be calling up the AC companies. And by the way, we have some nominations for local air conditioning and HVAC repair companies in the Best of FOCO page at livinginforsyth.com. So we encourage you to vote. Voting is going on now for the Community Choice Awards that we'll be announcing later this summer. But if you can't afford to get it fixed right now, how about heading over to the Forsyth County Library for some quiet, cool relief? That would be nice. Read a book, read a magazine, newspapers, hang out there. Great option. Of course, you know, there are plenty of stores around. You can head over to the collection, maybe pop into some stores and cool off. You know, so just be careful. Look for shade and AC if you can. Don't forget, tip number 8, our furry friends. Of course, it's too hot for your hand on the pavement. It's much too hot for their little paws. Walk dogs early. Keep water bowls fresh. Never leave a pet in the car, not even for a minute. Heat stroke happens fast, and yes, animals can have heat stroke. So protect the four-legged family members. Be very safe. I mean, treat them like you would a child. Their life is literally in your hands. Don't think that they're going to naturally just avoid heat. Sometimes they can't. And boy, it really irks me when you see somebody walking a dog in really hot weather, and you can just tell the poor thing is really suffering. So please keep that in mind. Take care of your pets in this hot, hot weather. Tip 9, it's pretty common knowledge, but dress for the weather. Stick to light-colored, loose-fitting clothes and breathable fabrics like cotton or linen. Yeah, I just got me some. Well, I did. All right, Lori bought for me some beautiful cotton and linen shirts. I've got some linen shorts now. Much cooler. You know, stuff with polyester, not only is it bad for you, but it's hotter, you know. Linen and cotton is just wonderful in this heat. Yeah, it takes a little more upkeep, right? But when you're trying to keep cool, there's nothing like those fabrics. And don't forget some sunscreen, sunglasses. Baseball caps are okay, but a wide-brimmed hat is going to give you more protection, making sure that, you know, when you're out in that sun, you can't cover every angle necessarily with a baseball hat. But if you have a nice wide-brimmed hat, that will give you a little bit more protection on your head and your shoulders, neck, all key areas where you want to make sure and protect yourself. Man, it takes a lot of work, doesn't it, to live in this beautiful county, in this great state? Well, yeah, it does. And, you know, we've got it better than most. I mean, it could be much hotter. You know, it might not seem like that when it's getting a feel like temperature of 100, but believe me, this moderate climate that we enjoy, you know, we get a lot of sweatshirt and jean weather too. So we just got to make it through these few hot months. Tip 10 is stay informed. Now, be sure to have something. If you've got a smartphone, get AccuWeather, the Weather Bug, get NOAA alerts, so that you can get local advisories when the heat is getting really out of control. You know, stay tuned, check the news, the weather, so that you know what's coming. And, you know, if a heat wave hits, try to adjust your plans. And just knowing what's coming, what to expect, is half the battle. And, you know, when it gets really hot, sometimes the air quality can get worse. So another tip, a bonus tip, is to make sure that you're keeping an eye on the air quality too, especially if you're going to be outside in the heat. Got to protect from the heat, but you got to protect from any air quality issues as well, especially if you're susceptible have allergies or, you know, other issues like asthma, et cetera. So that's it. You have it there on livinginforsyth.com, the podcast. Those are the 10 ways to stay cool, stay safe, and still have fun here in Forsyth County. Whether you're chasing the grandkids, walking your dog, or just heading to the pool, a little planning goes a long way when those temperatures rise. Hey, do you have a favorite way to cool down in FOCO? We'd love for you to share it with us on Instagram at Living in Forsyth, or leave a comment on the blog at livinginforsyth.com. We'd so much appreciate it. And if you wouldn't mind telling your friends and family about livinginforsyth.com, we'd sure appreciate it. Until next time, this is Mike Sciano, publisher, host. Stay hydrated, stay safe, and as always, live, eat, and play in FOCO. This episode of livinginforsyth.com, the podcast, was sponsored in part by freebirthdate.com. If it's your birthday, everything should be free. So visit freebirthday.com. It's free to sign up, and you'll find out what free gifts you can get on your birthday. freebirthday.com. We'll talk to you again soon. This is Mike Sciano from livinginforsyth.com.